Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, somebody has their eye on Zion. Whoa, Nelly.
I want him here in Detroit. It's true. It'd be my dream for the Pistons to get him.
I'm telling you, he's going to be like, who was the middle, the guy for Ohio State that wasn't tall enough but was a great college player, forward recently, hit the big shot to Evan Turner.
Turner's totally different. A completely different talent.
Same body
than Zion
type.
Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
No, what?
Yeah, same body type.
Evan Turner wasn't even remotely close
you're
to what Zion Williamson since packing.
You're just enamored because Duke has two other pros that can run the floor so Zion can get out there, run ahead of everybody, and do a two-handed slam. And you go, wow, tissue, please. Did you see that one?
You're almost like trying to sell Zion Williamson as this poor man's Brent Petway or something like that. like that's almost what you're trying to sell. As. Yeah, you know, he's got those fancy dunks and he can put his chin on the rim, but see, he's really not good.
See,
come on.
The only way I can get
Air
through.
Petway. Man, I miss those days.
The only way I can get
Nobody
through
else does.
You hype-heavy people.
Yeah.
Is to go to the extreme the other way, to point out the folly of your extreme the other way, that he's the best basketball prospect since LeBron.
See, I'm not even saying that he is going to be, again, remotely close to LeBron, but what are the important things that you're talking about when it comes to a top pick or a guy who's going to potentially change the game? It's he's got a huge following. He's got the hype. He's got the name. So from a ticket sales standpoint, he's going to be able to rejuvenate whatever franchise I think ultimately is going to get him. I also think he does have the it factor.
Twice now, and in two sentences, you confirmed exactly what I said.
What?
You made two hype statements that have nothing to do about basketball.
No, but
he's
going to
sell
franchises
because of
that.
His, and he has the it factor that has
Who's
nothing
saying,
to do with
see,
basketball.
But, no, but you're acting like we're painting him as, oh my gosh, he's going to be LeBron James Jr. He's
going to
be
this.
No, I'm not. When have I ever said that?
Yes.
You can talk to the guy who's here 2-6 regularly Monday to Friday. I'm not sitting here saying Zion is oh my God.
What else? Sully just said he wanted LeBron.
He is, sure. But I don't think it's anything close to that.
You've been giddy about him.
It's exciting, but I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to be better than Kevin Durant or better than LeBron James. Yeah, I think he's going to be really damn good. I do.
He's going to be somewhere between, and the high end would be Charles Barkley, undersized, overly athletic, power, small forward, ticket texter writes. The other side is he would be Corliss Williamson.
He's far more athletic.
Come on.
Not even close.
He's
Corliss in his little
He's the most
shots.
Athletic player we've seen since LeBron.
He's athletic for his size. Is he quick? Like laterally? Is he? No.
Well, if you're going to be
yes,
big.
Yes, he's very good defensively. Has a ton of blocks, ton of steals.
Well, just because he's big, big, big. But not, he's not, tell me what his overly, he jumps high. Everybody in the NBA jumps
he
high.
He can handle the ball. He can run. He can be like a stretch, you know, forward. He can be a point guard.
Really?
He can
stretch,
be a little bit
a
of everything.
Stretch four, shooting 29% on threes.
He can be a little bit of everything. I don't know why you're so stuck on position.
If you're an NBA GM and you pass on him, I mean,
I think
you're
going to
have nightmares doing that. You just can't risk the chance to pass on him and then pass on a generational player.
No, but that might be true because once we in America crank up the hype machine, God help you if you go against it. God help you, for instance, if you go on Twitter and say thin men suck.
See,
God help you if you do that.
Let's not do that.
If you rage against the hype machine, you get so much blowback in America right now.
See, I disagree.
Joe Dumars should have raged against the Darko hype machine, and he couldn't.
Look, are you with Wojo on this, that the Zion Williamson hype train, that's all it is. He's not going to be this transformational talent. Sully's not going to be watching late on a Tuesday night, just so excited watching this guy. He's not going to be that good. Is that something that you see? 248-539-9797. But you're grandstanding, acting like you have this big, bold, contrarian opinion.
I do, because everybody Cincinnati has him number one. But you're not
even hold on though. You're not even calling your shot because you're not saying, you know, he's going to be a bust. All you're saying is he's not going to be LeBron James. That's not some big bold statement.
No, he's not even going to be close to. He's not going to be as good as any of the recent top
players. He's going
to
stink. He's not going to be very good.
No, he'll be fine. He'll be like Corliss Williamson.
You literally think he's a bench player?
No, he'll be a little bit better.
Okay, so you need to settle in on what you're trying to say here, because
I said he'll be somewhere between Charles Barkley and Corliss Williamson.
If he's the number one overall pick and he turns into Corliss Williamson, that is a bust.
Then he'll be a bust. There's no way, though.
I'm saying he's better than... I'm between Charles Barkley and Corliss Williamson. That's the the comp. The comp is not LeBron James, all right?
I'm just saying, I'm not comparing him to that either. I just think he's totally worth taking with the number one overall pick. That's it.
That really doesn't even have a comp. And there's not a true comparison he has.
And that's where I understand why people fall into the LeBron James thing, because LeBron truly didn't have a comp, I don't think, coming out of high school. Is that fair to say? There wasn't really a comparison.
He was worlds better than Zion and more athletic.
More athletic?
Yes, more athletic. Where do you get all the athletic thing? I think you know what you're doing? You're lowering the standard. You're saying he's so athletic for his size. Have you ever seen a 285-pound guy move like that?
It's pretty
remarkable.
Well,
that doesn't matter in the NBA. So, you know what? Then a skinny guy should get fat and he'll get graded better because look at how he moves because he's fat. No. Do not change the scale. He's being upgraded because he's doing it for his size. He's too big. He shouldn't be that big.
Well, but once he gets to the NBA, he'll have a nutritionalist. He'll get on a vegan diet.
Another one. He's Anthony Bennett 2.0. Another one, Jared Sullinger, not Evan Turner from Ohio State.
Oh, my God. Zion is so much more athletic than Jared Sullinger. Are you kidding? His fat ass running up and down the court. Did you watch him play?
Mm-hmm. Of course I did.
Jared Sullinger was terrible.
Not even close. Mm. Let me ask you this, though. Does your opinion on this at all, even in the back of your head, the fact that he plays for Duke make a difference? The Duke hype, the players that have been drafted by Duke that might not have panned out?
Hello, that's a great point, Sully.
I'm asking.
I wasn't going to play that card, but yes, that's part of it. Because they look better, because they have a great coach and a great system, and they're surrounded by other great players. I mean, how easily does he get out on the break when he's got those two, Reddish and JT, TJ, whatever? How easy is that?
And you know what helps the hype? He's on ESPN every game. It's the Duke Network.
Okay, have you not been entertained? Like, did you see the second half comeback that Duke had?
I don't care about the comeback. I don't care about the entertainment. Care about, is he good for the next level?
He will be. He's got the it factor. He does.
Be a bust.
He's playing on a team with three of the top four picks in the draft.
And they're also playing with him, which I think makes them better as well.
I know it does, but not this much hype.
Wojo will remember this player, Larry Johnson.
Yeah, uh-huh,
that's what he is. If he gets a jumper, he could be that. If he doesn't, he'll be a bust because he'll never be what Larry Johnson was.
That's a great one, Larry Johnson. That is a tremendous
Zion's the only must-see TV athlete in sports right now. When he's on TV, you gotta watch.
Okay,
than Steph, more so than Bron, more so than anybody.
Nah, You keep going back to hype.
Giannis is up there
because Duke is must-see because they have all these great players, and he is an unusual player. I'll give you that.
Yes,
doesn't mean he's going to be a mega star in the NBA at all.
So you don't think he's going to be a star?
No. I think it'll be good.
Save this, please. 248-539-9797. Are you with Wojo? We go straight to the phones coming up. Bogey and Wojo, a little afternoon delight here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.